Open Forum this hour on Catholic Answers Live. Welcome back. I am Cy Kellett, your host. And Open Forum means Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to call with any question at all about the Catholic faith, about Catholic people, maybe about what Catholics believe about the Bible, maybe what Catholics believe about the sacraments, anything. It's all welcome. And the number to call if you'd like to talk with our guest this hour, Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, is 888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. We won't be giving that out very much during the hour because we have another number we have to give out this hour quite a bit. But I will repeat it again. If you'd like to get into the queue to have your question answered, 888-318-7884. And we are in the big hour. We are in the final hour now.
So good news. We made our $10,000 matching challenge for last hour.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Also,
oh, that is good news.
Also good news. We have a $15,000 matching challenge for this hour. So this is our largest challenge of the drive. It's our last hour. We need to have your support in order to make that $15,000 matching challenge. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can even do that on your phone. It's designed to work with your phone, so it should not be a problem for you. We have a bunch of lines open right now. If you're just joining us, this is the last hour of our pledge drive for a whole 3 months. We only talk about fundraising here on the air for 3 days every 3 months and only for a couple of hours. So we really need your support when we're able to talk about it. Right now, we're winding down on that time. We have less than an hour to ask for your support, but we really do need it to make sure that Catholic Answers Live and all the work of Catholic Answers keeps going. We have a bunch of Catholic Answers staff members who are sitting at their desks just waiting for your call right now. I can see the lights on our monitor board indicating they're there. They don't have anyone on the phone right now, so they're waiting for your call. If you've been listening to the show the last few days, you've had a chance to think about it, and now is the time to act because we need to make that $15,000 matching challenge this hour, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, lines starting to fill up for this hour. Thank you so much for helping us meet our match last hour. And I know Chris Check just today was on the phone with someone who either gave all – well, I think gave part of that $15,000 we have for this hour to match. We're very grateful for those donors who do that. What happens is if we can raise the $15,000, we get the $15,000 in addition. That means every dollar that is given is essentially doubled. If you are able to give $100, it becomes $200. If you're able to give $1,000, it becomes $2,000.
And some of the people who've been helping in a special way have been able to give $500 or more, which means they not only get Timeless, which is an excellent history of the Catholic Church that Chris Check heartily endorses. He says it's his favorite. They also get the Bad Shepherd's book, and they get the Great Adventure Study Bible. And people who have donated the $500 or more needed for that include Marlene and Troy and Peggy and Mark. John has donated $1,000, which means he not only gets that, he becomes enrolled in the Catholic Answers President's Club. Another John has also donated $1,000, same thing for him. And so thank you to everybody who's donated regardless of the amount. We very much appreciate it. Now is the time to call. We're in our final hour of this pledge drive. It's crunch time now. We are only 62% of the way towards our – 63% now. Yep. It's just updated towards our overall drive goal. We may not make it to our overall drive goal, but we really want to get that $15,000 matching challenge. So we do need your help. The number to call is 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is that number. And we're going to continue to do our regular job here. We take that's what we do. We take questions about the Catholic faith from anybody, whether Catholic or not. And we go now to Ethan in Eagle, Idaho, listening to EWTN Channel 130 on Sirius Satellite Radio. Ethan, your question for Jimmy.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Ethan from Eagle, Idaho. I'm not a Catholic. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, okay.
We don't really have we don't have a strong Catholic presence here in Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been curious about what my, you know, fellow Christian brethren are doing. So my question to you guys is this. Mm-hmm. I've always been curious about where the line of authority, the line of priesthood goes through the Catholic Church down to the present day.
Okay. Well, it goes back to each individual priest is ordained by a bishop, and the bishops are ordained by other bishops, and it goes all the way back to Jesus Christ and the apostles. The apostles, when they began to pass from the scene, ordained bishops to continue to shepherd the church in their absence. And so consequently, the lines of bishops go all the way back to the apostles themselves and thus to Jesus Christ himself.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you very much for the call.
Anytime you're wondering about something like that, by all means, give us a call. We'd love to help you out.
There it is, Jimmy. That's what we do here at Catholic Answers. I forget to ask for non-Catholic callers on open forum, but it's just a delight when they do call. Sometimes it's a challenge to our faith. Sometimes it's just, hey, what is it that you Catholics believe?
And it's an illustration how for people who are thinking about donating, how Catholic Answers reaches people who aren't even Catholic, but they have questions. They are interested in learning more about the church. Sometimes they may not even believe in God yet, but they're interested in learning about God and about Jesus and about the Catholic Church. And we're here to help them out, to do that spiritual good for them. And your donations are what makes that possible. So please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
I often feel like there's just hundreds of radio and TV stations and all the video options that you have. And the messages there, I do think over time can be disheartening to people. They can be dehumanizing. They can be really kind of wearing on the soul. And you just need one Catholic radio program that will be there to give the encouragement and the light of the gospel. And it can help people recover from all that other stuff. And that's what you're doing when you're supporting a program such as Catholic Answers. It can be pretty dark, frankly, out there in the media landscape. And we need to be there shining a light. And you're making that possible with those calls. For almost every line is lit up right now. We're so grateful for that. I think just one line open, 888-291-8000 is that number. And we have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So everything that you pledge up to that $15,000 is getting matched dollar-for-dollar. Let's go to Mike in Albany, New York, listening on WOPG Radio. Mike, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, Jimmy, I heard you a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about one of my favorite subjects, you know, delving into the apocalypse and whatnot. But this was a Thessalonians quote about that he that withholdeth until he be out of the way, you know, that the mystery of iniquity is already at work. And I think you were telling who you believe that is, and I just wanted to run my own thought by it. But I missed it because I was either stepping out of the car or I had to run to something, and I couldn't hear it. So,
well, what's your thought first?
Well, I would think it's definitely the Pope, you know, because he's the one that would hold everything in place. And as soon as he be done out of the way, just based on all the prophecies, like, you know, Our Lady of La Salette says Rome will lose the faith and become the seat of Antichrist. So
actually, that quote is very difficult to verify.
Pope is pushed in place and then he teaches, you know. He teaches anti-Catholic teaching, and the faithful are deceived, even the elect.
So this is. There are several things that, you know, I could comment on. Unfortunately, I'm going to have a restricted amount of time, in part because we have the pledge drive going on today. But I want to do what I can for you. In terms of private revelation. This is not something – the particular quote you mentioned is very difficult to verify. It's out there as a rumor, but it's not something that that you should depend on. And in particular because it's subject to multiple interpretations and it doesn't even mention the Pope in that regard. So let's talk then about 2 Thessalonians, which is where Paul discusses this concept. In 2 Thessalonians, he is reacting to a rumor that's gotten started in the church at Thessalonica Some people, based apparently on some things that they thought Paul had said, have gotten the idea that the coming of the Lord is either in the process of happening or has already happened. And he's writing them to say, no, 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 don't you remember when I visited your church, when he founded it, I told you that our Lord would not come back until there's a rebellion first, which is led by an individual he refers to as the man of lawlessness. And he indicates that the man of lawlessness has to be revealed, and he's then going to apparently lead the rebellion. The man of lawlessness won't be revealed because something is restraining the man of lawlessness from being revealed right now. And until that something is taken out of the way, the man of lawlessness will not appear and the rebellion will not happen and Jesus will not return. So there's something preventing the forces of lawlessness from wreaking havoc in the world. And he uses a couple of different genders in Greek grammatically when he talks about what's restraining the man of lawlessness. So we know it can be understood more than one way. And exactly what it is not clear. There's been a lot of speculation on this. Some people have said the Holy Spirit was performing a restraining function. That's certainly true that the Holy Spirit does perform a restraining function. It's unlikely that Paul would have been thinking of the Pope, because that in his day would mean St. Peter, and he's envisioning this as something that could happen in his own lifetime. In fact, in 1 Thessalonians, he says, those of us who are alive and remain, and he puts himself in that category as thinking, maybe I'm still going to be alive when Jesus comes back. So it had to be something that was in his own – operating in his own day in some capacity. It's not likely he was thinking about St. Peter, though, as the one who's doing this. He was probably thinking of something more general than that, as illustrated by the fact he uses both the masculine and the neuter gender. Peter's not neuter when he's talking about the restraining force. One thing that has been proposed, since it's restraining the forces of lawlessness, is that it's the force of law in the Roman world, that there was going to be a breakdown of law enforcement and that would lead to an unleashing of the forces of lawlessness. Could it be something more concrete than that? Well, it could. One thing that's been noted is in Latin, the word claudo means to restrain, mm-hmm. and or to encompass, or you know, hold in. And some people have suggested that since he envisions the man of sin as demanding worship like a Roman emperor, mm-hmm. and coming soon like Roman emperors and being lawless like some Roman emperors, maybe he was thinking of a soon-to-come Roman emperor. And in that case, the current emperor, when he was writing 1 and 2 Thessalonians in the year 50, was Claudius. Mm. And so there's some thought that even though ultimately this applies to the end of the world, that Claudius, being a fairly lawful emperor who respected religious liberties and so forth of Jews, and even settled down riots in Alexandria between Greeks and Jews, maybe Claudius was the current manifestation of the restraining force, even though the force of law continued in later ages to be to restrain the forces of lawlessness, so that we have not yet had the final unleashing of the forces of lawlessness.
Mike, thanks very much for that question. It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live, and Jimmy Akin is our guest. It's also the last hour of our quarterly pledge drive. We have come to the last hour, and as Jimmy was speaking there, almost all of the phone lines opened up. So if you've been thinking of helping us meet this $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, $15,000, if we can raise that in this hour, it's two donors, I'm told, will match that for $15,000. So let's use it all up. You just dial 888-291-8000 to make your pledge or your immediate donation, 888-291-8000. As we've said before, I'll just say it again right now. The monthly pledge is a very special thing to us. It really makes a huge difference. If you are someone who could pledge $5 or $10 a month, it just means so much. Every dollar of that will be received over the course of the year is matched. So, you know, if it's a $10 a month pledge, that's $120. Immediately, that's matched for $120 by our donors. But if you're able to make that pledge, it's extremely helpful to us. If you are able to make a pledge of $20 or more per month, we're able to send you two very fine books, Bad Shepherds from Rod Bennett, which tells stories of some of the really surprisingly bad bishops we've had throughout the history of the church. And then you can get a one-volume history of the church, Steve Weidenkopf's Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church. Both of those are yours. If you could pledge, make a monthly pledge of $20 or more, we'd be delighted to send those to you, just to give you an idea of how this really helps us. And I did the math before I came on the air. So a $20 a month pledge is $240 at the end of the year to us. That's immediately matched by $240 from our matching donors. And so $480 to us at a cost of $20 per month to you. We'd be very grateful if you would dial 888-291-8000 right now and make that pledge, 888-291-8000. If you're a one-time pledger, if you can make a $10 pledge right now, it'll be $20 to us. If you make a $5 pledge, it'll be $10 for us. $100 is $200, as long as we have this match on the table. Again, I will say to those who can make the $500 one-time gift, it's not everybody. We understand that, but there are those who can, and you're very, very important to this ministry. And we'll send you those two books that I just mentioned, but we'll also send you a copy of the twice or thrice out of print Bible from Ascension Press.
An indication of how popular it is.
Extremely popular. And it's beautiful, too. I mean, if you could see this, it's well-bound. It's a hardy book. It's color-coded. It's called the New Adventure Bible because the idea is that the Bible tells the story of an adventure, that adventure being our salvation. And this Bible is able to, it gives you all kinds of notes, maps, color codes. It helps you find out where you are in the Bible as you read a book. Like, say, you read one of the prophets, or you read one of the history books of the Bible. It tells you where you're situated and helps you understand what is this book accomplishing here in the Bible. A way to really help you, many people have made the commitment, I'm going to read the Bible this year or next year or whatever, and many of us have struggled to do that. This Bible will help you keep that commitment. That's what we're able to give it to you if you're able to make that one-time $500 donation right now, 888-291-8000.
So, Si, I've been doing some checking on the numbers, and we only have a little more than 30 minutes left to talk about the pledge drive, and we are not yet halfway to our $15,000 matching challenge goal.
Wow.
So we need to get closer. And we really don't want to lose any money on that. Please, if you're able to, give us a call. We have lines open. People are at their desks just waiting to talk to you. They're not talking to anyone else right now. They're really waiting for you. Give them a call at 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can even do that on your phone as long as you're not driving. Want to be safe. And support Catholic Answers Live. If possible, please make a monthly pledge that will give us dependability in knowing how much income we're going to be receiving month to month over the next year. If you're able to make a one-time gift, that's great too. I mentioned earlier in the first hour, we talked a little bit about the different giving societies we have here at Catholic Answers for our donors who are able to give at higher levels. One of them is the President's Club, and you become a member of that if you're able to donate $1,000 during the course of a year. It doesn't have to be all at once. You could make a monthly pledge of $85 or whatever it may be, and that would add up to $1,000 over the course of a year. You'd become part of the President's Club. And among the benefits of being a member of the President's Club is you're entitled for free to everything Catholic Answers publishes during the next year. So we'd love to have you as a member of the President's Club. If you're able to donate $5,000 or more, and I know there are people listening right now who could do that, we'd like to have you join our Founders Circle, which is a higher level giving society that we has even more benefits. One of them is we invite you to come to our Founder Circle retreat so that you can be involved in the planning of the future work of Catholic Answers. We give every year presentations to our Founder Circle members on what the work of the apostolate is doing, how people are responding to it. We ask for feedback, and we'd love to have you be one of our key advisors on the Founder Circle. Please give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are going to be coming up on a hard break in just a few minutes, and that's obviously a great time to call as well. But we do need to hear from you now. We're kind of stuck a little bit at the moment. And if at all possible, please contact us either 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is that number. Up next is Isaiah in Lincoln, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Isaiah, your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy and Cy. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to make a quick word of thanks. I just grew up Catholic, you know, went to Catholic school, and even spent some time in the seminary. But there's always more questions.
Yeah.
And so it has been, like, so edifying and such a huge gift to listen to you guys almost every day.
Well, thank you.
So I just want to thank you for that. Yeah, it really means a lot to me. So thank you for all your work. My question, I was conversing with a Lutheran coworker, and we were talking about the Eucharist transubstantiation versus consubstantiation.
Uh-huh.
And I was just, I got stuck with consubstantiation and why that is incorrect. So if you could explain that, Jimmy.
Sure. So,
appreciate that.
So not all Lutherans favor the term consubstantiation, although it is the most common description of their position. For people who may not be familiar with the term, the idea is that in the Eucharist, there really is bread and wine there. But the body and blood of Jesus Christ are present in – and this is the more preferred language among Lutheran theologians – the body and blood of Christ are present in, with, and under the bread and wine. So essentially, you have actual literal bread, and you have also Jesus's body and blood present in, with, and under that bread and wine. Now, in terms of why the Catholic Church doesn't hold that position, it goes back to the language that's used in Scripture. In Scripture, you find language that is realistic in terms of the presence of Christ. It talks about, this is my body, this is my blood. Jesus talks about, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. You have St. Paul using similar language, and he even repeats the words of institution in 1 Corinthians. Then you have other language that does talk about – I mean, that does talk about bread and wine, that uses language like, the bread that we eat, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? So the question is, how do you interpret this language? Well, you could interpret the bread and wine language as if that's literal, in which case Jesus's realistic language would be some kind of symbol. And that's the view that's taken, for example, in Baptist churches typically. However, it's problematic because Jesus does not explain this as a symbol when he's given the opportunity to do that in John 6. Also, it doesn't make sense of Paul saying things like it's a participation in the body of Christ. He doesn't say it's a symbol. So the symbol view is problematic. Well, then that would suggest that, okay, this bread and wine language is not meant literally. It's meant phenomenologically. Phenomenological language is the language of appearances, like when we say the sun rises, because it appears to rise, even though we know after Isaac Newton that the orbital mechanics are a little bit different than the way they appear if you're standing on the surface of the earth. So because the elements continue to look like bread and wine, it's perfectly reasonable to say, okay, that language is phenomenological. Scripture is using the language of appearances here without meaning it literally. Just like when it says a man appeared at Jesus's tomb, and it means an angel, but he looked like a man.
Yeah.
So it's the language of appearances. That allows Jesus's literalness, his literal language, this is my body, this is my blood, to be taken in its natural sense. And so the transubstantiation position that he is speaking literally when he says this is my body makes sense of both kinds of language here, both the literal language about his body and blood and the phenomenological language about his about bread and wine. What doesn't make sense and the kind of language we don't find in Scripture is language that says this is bread and in with and under it is my body and blood.
Yeah.
He says this is my body, not this contains my body or this is over my body or anything like that. And so exegetically speaking, if you're trying to make sense of the language that Scripture uses, consubstantiation language is just not found there, but the transubstantiation view does make sense of it. We're going to have to run. We're going into a hard break now. That means it's an excellent time for you to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We're right in the last half hour now of our great big giant pledge drive to be funded for the next 3 months. Give a call.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. If you just don't understand something about the Catholic faith, Call to Communion is the show for you. Join us Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Less than a half hour now left till we go off the air and no longer ask you for the next 3 months for any funding or help. We have not yet used up the $15,000 match. As a matter of fact, there's a considerable ways to go to use up our $15,000 match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm going to keep you advised throughout the next half hour how we're doing, but I can tell you right now, it seems very likely we will get to the point where I will say, we're going to need some $5,000 and $10,000 donations if we're going to make it to being fully funded.
Why wait
for the next? So
why wait? Say it now.
Okay, we're gonna. I see what you're saying, Jimmy. Yeah, it's the case. We're going to need some $5,000 and $10,000 donations. I often feel a little squeamish to say those big numbers, but I know there are people who can do it. I know there are people who have the generosity to do it as well. And that combination may be a rare one, but I know it is one that is out there among our listeners. And I will give the number again, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
Mm-hmm. Or you can go to
CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Can you go on your phone?
The thing is, they optimized it for your phone. I don't know how they even do that, but it works. It's supposed to you open up that iPhone or that Android phone or whatever your smartphone is, and it looks like it belongs on your phone. It's super easy to do on your phone.
So you're saying Catholic Answers is trying to make it really easy for people to support its work.
Well, we ain't dumb, Jimmy. 888-291-8000 is the number. On your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, whatever you use, it's going to be optimized for you. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I will say it one more time, and I will not be shy about it this time. We're going to need some big donors to step up. If we're going to make our goal by the end of this hour, we're going to need some of those $5,000 and $10,000 donations. I will give you updates as we go. We start this half hour with Mariana in Idaho, listening on Salt and Light Radio. I think that's our second call from Idaho today. Mariana?
It is.
Your question for Jimmy.
Hi. Yes, my question is, so my brother passed away suddenly 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry, Mariana.
Yeah. So my question is, because he died suddenly, and he was raised as a Catholic, but he left the religion, and he didn't believe in any organized religion, although he did believe in God and Jesus. Mm-hmm. But he was separated from his wife, and he lived with another woman. So my question is, if he, when he died, supposedly in a state of mortal sin, right, did he automatically go to hell, or did God great mercy? Maybe, I don't know if God gives a last chance for people to repent, because we don't know if he repented or not of his sins. Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you is that the church does not hold that people who die in this kind of situation automatically go to hell. We don't know what happens in the privacy of an individual's heart in the last moments of life. We do know that God is merciful and that he cares for people. The fact that your brother, even if he wasn't living the way he should in every respect, the fact that he continued to believe in God and Jesus, those are signs of hope. But even if he hadn't, God is capable of reaching every person with his mercy. And according to the Second Vatican Council, God gives every person the possibility of being saved, even if it's in a mysterious way that we can't see or perceive. And so consequently, you can't simply look to someone's external behavior during their life as a sure sign of either their salvation or the lack of salvation. Even if they were in a state of mortal sin, and that's something you can't judge just based on their behavior, because you have to take into account other things like, you know, what, how much knowledge did they have? You know, was this deliberate? You know, their own level of responsibility is something that we can't, from an outside perspective, assess. That's something only God can assess. So we can't assume that someone is in mortal sin. But even if they are in mortal sin right up to the time that they start to die, God is still capable of reaching them in those moments. And in fact, you know, you mentioned your brother has a heart attack. That's something that, you know, people do typically have some oncoming warning signs. They may have started to repent as soon as they realized they were in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that can prompt repentance. And even if they didn't have that in their conscious minds before they lost consciousness, God can reach people in the depths of their being, even in ways that we can't perceive in this life. And so it would be entirely appropriate for you and other people to pray for your brother. One of the things that's Pope Benedict talks about in his letter on Christian hope is that it's never too late to pray for anyone. We can always pray for our lost loved ones. And one of the reasons for that, lost meaning they've died, one of the reasons for that is because God is outside of time. And so from eternity, he sees your prayer right now. Even 2 months after your brother's death, or 2 years or 20 years after your brother's death, he sees that and can apply his grace to your brother at the moment he needs it, when he's in the process of dying. And so it's never too late to pray for anyone. You can even pray for God to give his mercy to your brother across time. Because back when your brother was dying, our God saw your prayer today and could apply it back then. So I want to give you hope. And as Pope Benedict said, it's never too late to pray for anyone. And I'd like to encourage the audience to also pray for your brother and everyone who's met God in an untimely fashion or is going to meet him today.
Does that help, Mariana?
Yes, thank you very much. Is there also any prayers that you think could help more than others, or if I do any sacrifices or any penance or anything else that I could do to help him?
What counts more than anything else is just the fact that you want to help. God knows that intention and that desire on your part, and just express it in your own words. If you feel more comfortable with a pre-written prayer, you could always pray the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, or the Hail Mary. But whatever you pray, the most important thing is just the fact that you love your brother and you want to help him, and God knows that.
Mariana, God bless you. Thank you so much for that call. Again, I come back to this. It's like a theme today. The true gospel of Jesus Christ is very liberating and gives us great hope and great reason to hope. When it's not doing that, it's probably not the gospel that is associated with Christ. I have to tell you, we still haven't used up the match.
No, we haven't.
So I'm going to give you the phone number again, 888-291-8000. I don't know who this donor is. Chris, you gave us $103.75, and God bless you, Chris. Thanks for that. And he said this about our show, great talent, .. even sigh. I'm not sure how to take that. Chris, but I appreciate the donation.
Take it for the compliment it is.
You're right, Jimmy. Well, but yeah, I feel like you might be pulling my leg, Chris. But we're very grateful for the donation.
He's joshing with you, which maybe is a sign of affection.
Again, that number, I can see more than half of our phone lines are open right now. We still have match money on the table, 888-291-8000. Every pledge or donation helps. If you can make a $5 pledge, it's going to be doubled to $10. If you make $100, it's going to be doubled to $200. $1,000, $2,000, up to $15,000 this hour. We are making progress, and we're very, very grateful for it. Even if your donation comes with a smart aleck comment about me, we're
affectionate comment,
right? 888-291-8000 is that number. Fill up those lines right now. 888-291-8000.
And by the way, Si, we have not only our $15,000 goal that we're trying to meet this hour, but we also have our overall drive goal. And
that's a good point.
We've made a lot of progress since yesterday. Yesterday, at the beginning of the second hour that I was on, we were only 33% of the way there. And now we're 73% of the way there. So we've made up 40% in the 2.5 hours that I've been on the air with you. But we still have 27% to go, and only less than 30 minutes now, only less than 20 minutes now. So we really do need to hear from people. The number to call is 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. You can hear that it's going to be a close shave this time. Sometimes they are. But if you are one of those people who can make that $1,000 or $5,000 donation at the $1,000 level, you'll get all the gifts that we mentioned earlier. You'll also be a member of President's Club. At the $5,000 level, you will be a member of the Founder Circle. You can go to our website and find out all the things that go with that. But what goes with it more than anything else is our sincere gratitude for that. And we need you right now.
And you can hear the spiritual benefit that Catholic Answers Live provides and the kind of sensitive situations that people call in about. They may have very personal situations. We've had in this hour, we may have people who aren't even Catholic who are listening who call in, again, just like this hour. Right. So Catholic Answers Live is meeting real needs for people, and your generosity makes that possible. And thus, by extension, you're helping people in those situations. You're helping bring people who are not Catholic closer to God and closer to his church. You're helping people who have had personal tragedies happen. you're helping them get the comfort they need and the spiritual insight that they need to deal with those situations. So thank you so much for your generosity. If you haven't called in yet, or if you want to raise your pledge, give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do that even on your phone, even if you're not in the United States.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What's that number? You said 27% left to be fully funded.
That's
for the
correct.
Next 3 months.
Yep.
So your call, your visit to CatholicAnswersRadio.com are welcome. Let's go to Ron in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to EWTN on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 130. Ron, your question for Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you, guys, and thanks for your ministry. This is just an awesome show.
Thank you.
So my question is, our church is teaching on the kind of life after death, as in the having loved ones kind of appear, searching them out after they've gone. This idea that they are appearing to you in different ways, and even in almost ghostly ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get a sense if that's actually healthy, or it's about a close friend who I know is extremely spiritual, a very devout Catholic,
mm-hmm.
who lost his wife for many years, and he's done a lot of research of life after death, things of that nature, and I'm just fearful that if he doesn't know the truth and we aren't able to help him with this, he might actually be perhaps dealing in things that could be evil.
Okay, so what I can tell you is that. Obviously, the church holds that the human spirit survives death, and also the church recognizes that God sometimes allows departed spirits to manifest in a way that people here on earth are capable of perceiving. Sometimes that happens in the form of a vision, like of one of the Mary or one of the saints. Sometimes it happens in the form of a voice. Sometimes it happens in the form of just a sensed presence. So all of those are possible. It's up to God to decide when and under and how departed souls may be able to manifest to us. It's even something, you know, we could ask God for. You could say, and as a widower myself, I didn't do this myself, but it would have been legitimate when I lost my wife to say, you know, God, if it's okay with you, could you let my wife's spirit manifest in some way, just so I can have that as an added comfort. And so it's legitimate to ask God for that. And then if God does allow someone to manifest to you, it's legitimate to say thank you or give them a prayer request or something like that. What's not legitimate is to try to conjure that person up. If you're trying to conjure someone up as opposed to merely asking God if it's his will to let you have a sense that someone's okay, if you're actually trying to summon them, then that's where it crosses the line into necromancy. And necromancy is forbidden by the Bible and by the church. And so what you can't do is try to use magical or superstitious practices to get someone from the dead to manifest to you, and especially not to try to get information out of them. Any such appearances have to be on God's initiative and under his control. And you can ask, but you can't directly summon.
I hope that was helpful to you and to your friend there, Ron. Appreciate the call. It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. In addition to being open forum, we're now in the last, 10 minutes from now, we'll be done asking you for money on air for the next 3 months. Thank you to all who have given.
We are making progress. We're now at 74%, so we still need to make up 26% in order to fully fund our drive goal.
We're at 26% now. if you can help us make up that that 26% that's missing at the moment, we'd be very grateful. You can call 888-291-8000. As you might imagine, towards the end of the pledge drive like this, the phones become quite busy. If you have a problem getting through, you can always dial again.
We still have lines open, though, I can see.
Or if there's any trouble at all, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's very quick, safe, and secure there. 888-291-8000 is that number. I want to review again the gifts and levels and all of that stuff. But before I do that, I just would like to make an appeal to those who may have the means to make a significant dent in this 26% we still are yet to raise in the next 15 minutes. If you are able to make that $1,000 donation, if you're able to make perhaps a $2,500 donation, some are able to make donations $5,000, $10,000, even $20,000, and it's well within their means. If you can do that, we are in a position where we can be 100% funded for the next 3 months here very, very shortly. If you would pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, we would be most grateful. A reminder, again, that the monthly pledger is a very special person to us. It's very helpful if you are able to make a monthly pledge, $5, $10, $15 a month. It's all very welcome because it gives us an income that we can depend on when I'll be honest. I mean, the hardest months around here are July, August, September. It gets a bit tight then. And those monthly donors all of a sudden are our best friends in the world during those months. So if you can make a monthly pledge of $20 or more, we're able to send you two very fine books as a thank you. Bad Shepherds, The Dark Years in Which the Faithful Thrived While the Bishops Did the Devil's Works. A lot of fascinating stories about bishops not living up to their vocation, let's say, throughout the history of the church. It actually is a book that gives you a lot of hope when you see what the church has survived and how it thrives, even despite some who take an evil path in her leadership. The other book is Steve Weidenkopf's book, Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church. Our own president, historian Chris Cech, has blurbed it as the finest one-volume history of the Catholic Church he has ever read. At a $20 per month pledge, we can send those to you. If you're one of those people who can make a one-time $500 gift, we'll send you both of those books, but we'll also send you the Great Adventure Bible, a Bible that has proved exceeded all expectations for its publishing this year. It keeps going out of print and then having to be printed up again. But we got some to give you. As a matter of fact, we got enough for anybody who can make that $5 pledge. We have a
$500 pledge.
What did I say?
$5.
A $500 pledge, yes. A one-time pledge. We'll give you those other two books. And the great thing about the Great Adventure Bible is it helps you to know where you are in the story of salvation as you read each book and each chapter of the Bible.
And stories are awesome, especially ones that are true.
Yeah, right. And the stories the Holy Spirit tells really can profit you in all kinds of ways. Again, the number 888-291-8000. We have 26% of our goal towards meeting our goal. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, safe and secure online. I'll let you know when we go off the air here in a little bit. There will still be people answering the phones. They'll stay answering phones as long as the phones keep ringing. We'll take your call. And if you're listening overnight, it all counts to this. As a matter of fact, I think for the next week it will count for this pledge drive if you give online, right? Like that.
Yeah. After that, it'll go towards the drive that's underway at that time. We always have a drive going on in principle, even if we're not actively talking about it on the air.
So if you're one of those who's a week behind and you're listening or something like that, go ahead and go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and make your pledge of support. Once again, I will make the call and I'll turn it over to Jimmy here. If you are one of those large donors who can make that $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 donation, maybe you're someone who can make a $10,000 or $20,000 donation, I can say with all sincerity, we need your help right now. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And if you are able to make a larger donation, then we'd like to enroll you in one of our giving societies. If you're able to donate $1,000 or more, you'll become part of the Catholic Answers President's Club, which, among other things, will entitle you to free copies of everything we publish in the next year. If you're able to donate $5,000 or more, you'll become a member of the Catholic Answers Founder Circle, which means that we'll be consulting you about the future direction of the ministry, and as well as giving you everything that we produce for free in the next year. And because these are annual things, you don't have to give the $1,000 or $5,000 all at once. You can break that up into monthly donations. In the case of a $1,000 donation for the President's Club, I think that works out to, you know, $85 a month, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more for $5,000, but either way, however it works with your finances, we'd love to have you as a member of one of these giving societies. And the number to call is 888-291-8000. You can also find out more about them at Catholic.com, and you can make a donation if you prefer or if you aren't able to get through on the phone lines by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. At the moment, though, we have folks available standing by, but those lines may fill up momentarily because we're at the end of the hour, and that means that it's going to be an excellent time for you to call, number one, because you're thinking about it, and
yeah,
the best time to do something is when you're thinking about it. Number two, because we're not going to be able to be talking about it in the future for another 3 months. Number three, it's a great time to call because you're not going to miss anything. And number four, it's going to be a great time to call because we have people standing by just for you right now.
We've seen some very disturbing things in recent months and years, including this new and extraordinary push in states across our country here in the United States to do morally outrageous things and to enshrine them in law. We see a real corruption of the media. And I don't just mean – I'm not talking about news media. I mean the media as a corrupting force on culture. We don't have to just say that's the way it is. We can do our part to provide good, healthy, wholesome, and helpful media.
And that's what you're doing by supporting Catholic Answers Live.
That's exactly what you're doing when you call or go online. I want to give out that online address again, because you can do it on your phone. You can do it on your computer. And at this time, as we hit the last few minutes of a pledge drive, the phones are going to be full for some people. So just go over to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Your pledge goes to the exact same place. Your gift goes to the exact same place. If you make it a $20 a month recurring gift, then you'll still get the same gift.
Both Timeless and Bad Shepherds.
Right. If you make a $500 one-time gift, you'll get both of those, and you'll get the Great Adventure Bible, I should say. But more than anything else, you know it. We know it. We can feel it in our bones. More than maybe at any other time, the gospel is needed in the public place, in the public square, where people are. The gospel must be proclaimed. The truth about Christ and his church, about his sacraments, about his intimate love for each and every soul, it must be shared. That's what we try to do every day. We can't do it without you. 888-291-8000.
And if you are able to help out, then, and almost everyone really can, you know, almost everyone can help out in one way or another. But by doing that, you'll be gaining a reward for yourself in eternity, because God loves a cheerful giver. He specifically promises to reward people who use their resources to help promote his word and the preaching of his word. And consequently, by supporting Catholic Answers Live and all the work of Catholic Answers, you'll be doing just that. You'll be promoting getting God's word out there so it can help more people. You'll also be helping yourself because, you know, by listening to the show, you know you derive benefit from listening to the show. You may have been listening for years and may never have given, but now's the time you need to do that. And by doing that, you're doing a spiritual work of mercy, and you will consequently be rewarded for that in the next life, when we'll have the opportunity to see all of the good that our generosity was able to produce for God. So now is the time to call. It's a great time to call. You're not going to miss anything. The number is 888-291-8000. And if you're listening after we're off the air, you can also – we're going to still have people here for a while until the phones stop ringing. But then you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com no matter when you're listening or where you're listening from.
We can do this. That's very exciting. We're down to 24% left to be fully funded. If you want to know look, there's somebody that can do it. If you want to call up and say, hey, what's the number you need to finish this thing fully funded, just call and ask. They'll figure it out for you, and you can do it for us. We are 76% of the way, headed to 77% of the way done, and we might make it to 100%. I know the music's playing, but there's people on the lines calling 888-291-8000. There's good hope we'll get this thing done, wrapped up, and paid for the next 3 months. More than anything, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000.